with men who know tobacco best. It's Lucky's 2-to-1.
Hey, Paul, it's old Morgan.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
You said it.
Why, sure.
Yes, sir.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw. Lucky Strike presents your all-time hit parade with tonight's great guest star, that all-time big-timer, Al Jolson, and to play the songs you like best, Tommy Dorsey, his orchestra, and his trombone. And here is that sentimental gentleman, the arm himself, Tommy Dorsey.
Thank you. Here we are again with the first choice all-time tunes. A kicker from your own book of memories and a song or two for those G.I. Joes abroad. And here's the maestro of the chatter department, vice president in charge of limber lingo. Well, anyway, the fellow with the words, Harry Von Zell.
Well, how does his do? And thank you, folks. And thank you, T.D., for that anyway. That was the nicest thing that's been said about me in a long time. Well, folks, light up a Lucky now and listen to that man Dorsey, his horn, and his orchestra as they prevaricate their way through Little White Lies. Tommy Dorsey, as a matter of fact, all of us here in these parts are proud and thrilled to welcome an all-time big-timer, a guest star who...
You don't even have to mention his name because...
An entertainer than whom there is none, Van Hoomer...
Al Jolson!
Yes, sir!
Hello, Harry, Tommy, and everybody. I like that introduction, but didn't you leave out about my being a household word from coast to coast?
Well, it did say something about from cost to cost.
No.
That didn't seem right.
No, I think that's a mistake in the script there, Tommy.
Well, wouldn't you know it, Harry? First time I read a line right, it's printed wrong.
Look, Tommy, I, I've been listening to all your broadcasts.
I did the same for you, Al.
Brother, you've got some memory.
Well, Al, look, we've been looking forward to having you with us for a long time, waiting to cut up a few touches about old times, you know. Matter of fact, Al, we were hoping you'd tell us about your favorite all-time tune.
Well, that's hard to say, but I can tell you about one favorite old-time tune. It was the first song I ever sang in public. I must have been about 12 years old then, and I figured it was about time for me to see about making a living.
Well, what did you do before you were 12, Al?
Oh, I was just a bum. But one day I dropped in at the old Weber and Fields Music Hall at 28th and Broadway. There was a rehearsal going on, and a fella came over and asked me what I wanted. I told him just a job in the chorus, but he said I was much too small. And he must have noticed that I was hungry because he gave me a dollar. And to tell you the truth, I hadn't eaten in quite a while. A couple of days, to be exact. It was cold outside, and he let me stay to watch the rehearsal. And more than that, I got to see Faye Templeton, one of the greatest troopers of them all. I listened to something I've never forgotten. Faye Templeton singing My Blushing Rosie. Well, a week later, I got me a job at the Bohemia on 29th Street between 6th and Broadway. I guess you'd call it a sort of a nightclub. Well, anyway, I worked the whole night, and he hit me with a club when I asked for my money. What I sang to me was the greatest song I ever heard. Yes, sir? My Blushing Rosie. Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. Come out in the silvery moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I wanna say. Your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips agree. Don't be so aggravating, my blushing Rosie, my posy sweet. There's a little bunch of sweetness that I long to call my bride. And believe me, I'm not happy, left my baby by my side. Her baptismal name is Rosie, but she puts the rose to shame. And most every night, you'll hear me call her name. Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. Come out in that silvery moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I want to say. Oh, your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to dream. Don't be so aggravated, my blushing rosy, my posy sweet.
Oh, Al, that was really great. Thank you very much, Alan. Don't go away.
No. Go away? Are you kidding? With all these microphones around here?
No, sir, I've got a feeling, folks, that you ain't heard nothing yet, if I know my Jolson. Well, now, friends, if you've listened last night to your hit parade, you heard a tune which may be tops in your memory book tomorrow. Tommy Dorsey with the Sentimentalists, Swing It. Now, the number one song on your hit parade, I'll Be Seeing You.
familiar places, baby, that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Do in that small cafe, park across the way, children's carousel, chestnut trees, a wishing well. I'll be seeing you every lovely summer's day. Hey, everything that's bright and gay, say, thinking of you that funny way. Find you in the morning, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Sold American.
Let that historic chant remind you that Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. No wonder that with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-1.
If all sold American.
Mr. Dickens, this is the White House.
The time, 10 o'clock on a starlit evening in March 1842. The speaker, a genial white-haired gentleman, a famous statesman named John Quincy Adams. Beside him in the White House yard stands a handsome young man, a celebrated visitor from England, the beloved humorist and man of letters, Charles Dickens. Arm in arm, the two men enter the foyer, stop for a moment at the cloakroom, and then proceed across the corridor to the brilliantly lighted ballroom.
Senator Clay, may I present our honored guest, Mr. Charles Dickens.
Henry Clay steps forward and with a smile takes the outstretched hand of young Charles Dickens. The room glows with candlelight, and the gaily dressed couples dance to the lilting music of the string orchestra. Now Henry Clay nods toward the panel doorway and leads the young author across the floor to the private reception room of John Tyler, 10th President of the United States.
Mr. President, our honored guest of the evening, Mr. Charles Dickens.
President Tyler bows graciously. The two men shake hands and begin to speak. They speak of many things, of Charles Dickens' famous novel, Oliver Twist, which the president so greatly admires, and of the American cities Dickens has recently seen. And now the president's dark eyes sparkle with enthusiasm as he speaks of the gently rolling countryside of his native Virginia, and of his own plantation, the historic plantation of Greenway, which he hopes Charles Dickens will soon visit. And that night, sitting before a desk in his hotel room, Charles Dickens makes an entry in the crowded pages of his diary.
Next Wednesday, I shall leave Washington and set out for Virginia, my object being to see the famous plantations.
So it was that in the year of 1842, Charles Dickens set out on a journey to Virginia, to the fertile acres of the historic tobacco plantation, where he came to know of that great tradition of the Southland, the tradition, the romance of fine tobacco.
If all that's old American.
Today, America's tradition of fine tobacco is carried on by Lucky Strike. For remember, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Sold American.
Well, folks, now sit back and get yourself a memory for the years to come. Here's Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, Bonnie Lou Williams, and You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me.
Nightingale could sing like you. They'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you've brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my full life through. For you've brought a new kind of love. can understand that underneath it all, I'm a maid and you are only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to a boy like you. 'Cause you've brought a new kind of love to me.
You know, each week on your all-time hit parade, we play an all-time song that the Army tells us is in high favor with the men across the sea, on the far-flung battlefronts of the world. The Army then sends thousands of V-disc recordings of this song overseas to our fighting men in all branches of the service. Say, Tommy, you don't happen to know where Jolson went, do you?
Harry, it certainly is amazing how you manage to ask me questions I've got the answer to.
Hmm? Here he is now.
Oh, there! I was holding the script. Hi, Al. I couldn't see over it there. Well, look, Al, we've got a request from the boys overseas for you to sing this week's V-disc for them. I've got an idea you know the song they want.
I think so. They've asked for it on every front I've ever visited.
Yeah, say, we've heard about you in that GI circuit, Al. As if your songs weren't enough, you've handed the boys plenty of laughs wherever you appeared.
Well, it makes you feel awfully humble when you tell your little jokes for those kids and sing your little songs. And that V-disc recording, I'm guessing it's April Showers. It's funny how they wanted that song, well, practically every place. There are songs that I've sung that are better known, maybe. Some that were even bigger hits. But I guess there's something about April Showers that reminds them it isn't always going to be the way it is now for them. Of course, it isn't showers they're going through. It's hurricanes and typhoons, bombs, grenades. But it'll all... Well, it'll all be over soon, sooner, if we do our share.
Well, the Army tells me, Al, that we're making our V-disc, especially for the boys in Algiers.
Mm.
The GIs are going to get a real kick on all fronts, hearing the recording of the song you sang for them in person.
Funny thing, Tommy, it was just a little while ago that I sang it in Algiers. And it'll be funny to do an encore to an act I did over 10,000 miles away. And if I have anything to say about it, it's not going to be long either before I'll be back doing the act. 10,000 miles from where I'm doing this encore.
Oh, that's great, Al. But here it is, folks, for the GIs everywhere. Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, Al Jolson, and April Showers.
A shower may come your way, wavering of the flowers that bloom in May. And if it's raining, have no regret, because it is raining, rain, you know. It's raining violet, and where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along, life is not a highway strewn with flowers. Still, it holds a goodly share of bliss when the sun gives way to April showers. Here's a thought that we should never miss. Oh, April showers may come your way, they bring up the flowers that bloom in May. if it's raining, if it's raining. Have no regrets, because it is raining, rain, you know. It's raining, my old lad. And when you see clouds, when you see clouds on the hills, look, look, they're not clouds, no, no. They're clouds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come
American.
Back in 1842, when Charles Dickens himself wrote these words, "Next Wednesday I shall leave Washington and set out for Virginia, my object being to see the famous tobacco plantations,"
he learned one thing that's as true today as it was 102 years ago. It takes fine tobacco to make a really fine smoke. So for your own greater smoking enjoyment, remember that Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. No wonder sworn records show that among independent tobacco experts, with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-1.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke the smoke tobacco experts smoke. Lucky Strike.
Say, T.D., I was wondering, maybe if you'd do me a favor. I wonder if you'd play a song just for me.
Hmm? Well, it's an awful lot to ask, Harry. You've got no idea what playing a song for just one listener does to your rating, but you name it, and we'll play it anyway.
Oh, well, that's swell. I sure appreciate it, Tommy. Go right ahead. What do you... Oh, I haven't named it, have I? That's silly. It's Body and Soul, Tommy, and if you don't mind, I'd like to hear that special Dorsey treatment.
Good deal, Harry. That's an all-time all-timer we've enjoyed playing for a goodly number of years now. And judging from the number of postcard requests we've had on this show for Body and Soul, it seems to me you're speaking for a lot of people when you ask for that tune. So here it is. friends, it's time to call time on the all-timers of this week. And to say thanks, and we'll be seeing you to friend Al Jolson.
Well, Tommy, it was great being with you, and especially watching the bass player. And with all the boys that are listening in. Good night, Tommy. Good night, everybody, and thank you all.
So long, Al, and best of luck. We're all lucky to have a guy like you when April showers come along. And so, friends, let's gather at the radio again next week for more all-time songs and another all-time big-timer, Jose Iturbe.
And, folks, drop us a postcard requesting your own favorite all-time song. Mail it to Tommy Dorsey, NBC, Hollywood 28, California. Next Sunday at the same time, listen to Tommy Dorsey, his trombone and his orchestra, Buddy Rich at the drums, Bob Allen, Bonnie Lou Williams, the Sentimentalists, and your guest, Jose Iturbe, on your all-time hit parade. Now, here's Tommy Dorsey again.
Harry, I just came back to say goodnight for all the gang and Lucky Strike.
Can you pick the top tunes that will rate next week's Hit Parade? Tune in next Saturday night to your regular Hit Parade over another network. Hear how your own ratings compare with the leading songs as shown by the accurate, authentic tabulations of your Hit Parade survey. Don't miss your Hit Parade next Saturday night, starring Frank Sinatra.
Tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's program are Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. And Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky. And this is Basil Rysdale speaking for Lucky Strike. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T.
A friendly suggestion. For your own greater enjoyment, smoke Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Your all-time hit parade is shortwave to our armed forces overseas. Defend the Constitution. Buy war bonds.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.